a bounty of portable music players. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new iPod Nano, new iPod Touch, new Zune HD. It's a good time to be in the market for a portable music player. Or a head-scratching time if you have trouble making a choice, like I do. I'm actually in the market for a new player. I did rush to the Apple store to buy a new Nano, but the store didn't have them in stock yet. So that gave me a little bit more time for more indecision. I needed some help, so I rang up the host of the MP3 Insider podcast, Donald Bell.
What do you like to do? Are you mostly a music guy, or do you like watching videos and doing more than just the basic kind of music playback stuff?
For this kind of device, I really just kind of want it to be a good music and podcast device. Podcasts are really important. I probably listen to more podcasts than I do music.
The iPod and the Zune do a great job at managing podcasts. There's a new Sony X-Series Walkman out there that actually is one of the better devices for podcasts because you can refresh them on the fly over Wi-Fi, but it's a really expensive device. So really the cheapest device you're going to get there that handles podcasts well is going to be the iPod Nano, say like the 8-gigabyte model at $149. And when I say it handles podcasts well, I mean it will. You can sync podcasts and subscribe them to the device, and software will automatically take the old ones away and put the new ones on there without you having to look at it, mess with it.
All right, so why is it better than a Zune in this regard?
It'll be cheaper than the Zune is the one advantage. Better than the Zune for podcasts is probably about the same. Both devices are going to handle both audio and video podcasts and do through software be able to manage those podcasts and get the old ones off and put the new ones on and do all that. But just with the Nano, you're going to get a less expensive device at $149 instead of $220 being the cheapest way to get into the Zune HD. If video playback isn't a big deal for you, the larger screen and the OLED screen technology and video rentals and all that stuff that's available on the Zune HD might not be a big appeal for you.
I'm one of those rare cats who recently switched from Mac to Windows. Does that change anything?
No, if it was the other way around, it would change things because the Zune HD will only work with Windows. There's no Mac version of their software client. And that's been a big complaint for especially, you know, a lot of the tech writers who review this stuff. A lot of them are Mac guys, or at least they'll have both a Mac and a PC in their home. And it can be kind of annoying that an iPod will work on both Mac and PC, but the Zune is only a PC device.
So what if what I think I want to do with this kind of device, which is mostly podcasts and music, is not sort of what I end up wanting to do later, right? I mean, what if I all of a sudden decided I really wanted to do video, or that like a subscription music service like with the Zune is really interesting?
Out of more than any of these other devices, the iPod Touch. It is an open-ended device. And by that, I mean that if down the line you realize, you know what, I'm really into games, or I've just got into Pandora streaming internet radio and I want a Pandora internet radio application on my iPod Touch, you can get those things down the line if your tastes kind of evolve or change, or there's a different emphasis on what you want to do.
Donald Bell writes and talks about digital music technology for CNET. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.